The Happiness Advantage, the 7 principles of positive psychology that fuel success and performance at work. By Sean Aker. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Happiness Advantage, the 7 principles of positive psychology that fuel success and performance at work by Sean Aker is a book that explores the power of positive thinking in the workplace. It argues that when people are happier, they are more productive, creative, and successful. The book outlines 7 principles for creating a positive work environment: the Happiness Advantage, the Fulcrum and Lever Effect, the Tetris Effect, Falling Up, Contagiousness, Social Investment, and the Difference Between Success and Fulfillment. The first principle is the Happiness Advantage, which states that our brains perform better when we are happy. This means that if we can create an environment where employees feel happy, then their performance will improve as well. The second principle is the Fulcrum and Lever Effect, which explains how small changes can have big impacts on our lives. For example, making small changes to your daily routine, such as taking breaks or exercising, can lead to big improvements in productivity. The third principle is the Tetris Effect, which suggests that when we focus on something for long enough, it becomes automatic behavior. This means if you want to become good at something, you need to practice it regularly until it becomes second nature. The fourth principle is Falling Up, which encourages us to use failure as an opportunity for growth rather than letting it hold us back from achieving our goals. The fifth principle is Contagiousness, which states that emotions are contagious, so if one person in a group has a positive attitude, then this will spread throughout the group, leading everyone else feeling more motivated too. The sixth principle is social investment, which encourages us to invest time into building relationships with colleagues, because strong relationships lead to increased job satisfaction and improved performance levels. Finally, there's the difference between success and fulfillment. This emphasizes how important it is not just to achieve success, but also find meaning and purpose in what you do. Otherwise, even after reaching your goal, you may still feel unfulfilled and unsatisfied with life overall. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Happiness Advantage: positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Idea summary: The Happiness Advantage is a book that explores the idea that positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. It outlines 7 principles of positive psychology that can help individuals achieve greater success and performance at work. Main idea number 2. The Tetris Effect: focusing on the positive can help us become more productive. Idea summary: The Tetris Effect is a concept that suggests that focusing on the positive can help us become more productive. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 3. The Zorro Circle: prioritizing tasks can help us become more productive. Idea summary: The Zorro Circle is a concept that suggests that prioritizing tasks can help us become more productive. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 4. The 20-second rule: making small changes can lead to big results. Idea summary: The 20-second rule is a concept that suggests that making small changes can lead to big results. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 5. Social investment: investing in relationships can lead to greater success. Idea summary: Social investment is a concept that suggests that investing in relationships can lead to greater success. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 6. The fulcrum and the lever, small changes can lead to big results. Idea summary: the fulcrum and the lever is a concept that suggests that small changes can lead to big results. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 7. The Tetris Effect 2.0, focusing on the positive can help us become more productive. Idea summary: the Tetris Effect 2.0 is a concept that suggests that focusing on the positive can help us become more productive. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 8. Falling up, turning failure into success. Idea summary: falling up is a concept that suggests that failure can be turned into success. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 9. The Happiness Advantage at work, applying the principles of positive psychology to the workplace. Idea summary: the Happiness Advantage at work is a concept that suggests that the principles of positive psychology can be applied to the workplace. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main idea number 10. The ripple effect: positive emotions can spread to others. Idea summary: the ripple effect is a concept that suggests that positive emotions can spread to others. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Happiness Advantage is a book that explores the idea that positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. It outlines 7 principles of positive psychology that can help individuals achieve greater success and performance at work. These principles include cultivating optimism, practicing gratitude, savoring small moments of joy, developing strong social connections, exercising regularly, meditating daily, and sleeping well. By applying these principles to their lives and workplaces, individuals can create an environment where they are more likely to succeed. The book also explains how happiness leads to increased productivity and creativity in the workplace. It argues that when people feel good about themselves and their work environment, they are more motivated to perform better than those who don't have such feelings of positivity. Additionally, it suggests ways for employers to foster a culture of happiness among employees by creating meaningful relationships with them as well as providing opportunities for growth. Overall, The Happiness Advantage provides readers with practical advice on how they can use positive psychology techniques in order to increase their chances of achieving success in the workplace. By understanding how our emotions affect our performance, we can make changes which will ultimately lead us towards greater levels of achievement. Main idea number 2. The Tetris Effect is a concept that suggests that focusing on the positive can help us become more productive. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in The Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. According to this principle, when we focus our attention on what's going right instead of what's going wrong, it helps us stay motivated and energized. This allows us to be more productive and efficient with our time and resources. By recognizing successes as they happen, we are able to build momentum for future tasks. We also become better at problem solving because we are looking at things from a different perspective, one that focuses on solutions rather than problems. Additionally, by taking time out each day to appreciate small wins or accomplishments, we create an environment where creativity and innovation thrive. The Tetris Effect encourages us to take control over our own happiness by actively seeking out opportunities for growth and development. By doing so, not only do we increase productivity but also improve overall well-being both inside and outside of work. Main idea number 3. The Zorro Circle is a concept that suggests that prioritizing tasks can help us become more productive. It is based on the idea of sharpening the saw, which means taking time to sharpen your skills and focus on what matters most in order to be successful. The Zorro Circle encourages us to draw a circle around our top 5 priorities for each day and then focus all of our energy and attention on those tasks first before moving on to anything else. This helps us stay focused, organized, and efficient with our time. The happiness advantage explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. According to Aker, when we prioritize tasks according to importance rather than urgency, it allows us to make progress towards goals that are meaningful instead of just completing mundane or unimportant tasks quickly. By focusing on these important goals first, we can increase productivity while also feeling more fulfilled by our work. By following the principles outlined in the Happiness Advantage and using the Zorro Circle technique for task prioritization, we can become more productive while still maintaining a sense of satisfaction from achieving meaningful goals. Main idea number 4. The 20-second rule is a concept that suggests that making small changes can lead to big results. It states that if you make it easier for yourself to do something, then you are more likely to do it. For example, if you want to start exercising regularly, put your running shoes next to your bed so they're the first thing you see when you wake up in the morning. This makes it much easier and faster for you to get out of bed and go for a run than if your running shoes were tucked away in a closet somewhere. This idea is based on research showing that our brains are wired with an inherent bias towards taking the path of least resistance. By reducing the amount of effort required for us to take action, we increase our chances of actually doing what we set out to do. The 20-second rule also applies beyond physical activities. By making small changes such as setting reminders or creating checklists, we can make tasks seem less daunting and more achievable. The Happiness Advantage explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace by outlining 7 principles, one being the 20-second rule. Making small changes like those suggested above can help create habits which will eventually become second nature, leading us closer towards achieving our goals. Main idea number 5. Social investment is a concept that suggests that investing in relationships can lead to greater success. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. According to this principle, when people invest time and energy into building strong relationships with their colleagues, they are more likely to experience higher levels of job satisfaction and productivity. This could be because having strong social connections provides individuals with emotional support and encourages collaboration between team members. The idea behind social investment is that it pays off for both parties involved. Not only do employees benefit from increased job satisfaction and productivity, but employers also gain from improved morale among their staff as well as better performance overall. Additionally, research has shown that having strong social connections at work can reduce stress levels and improve mental health outcomes for employees. In order to make the most out of social investment, it's important for employers to create an environment where employees feel comfortable connecting with each other on a personal level. This could include providing opportunities for team-building activities or encouraging open communication between colleagues so they can get to know each other better. Main idea number 6. The fulcrum and the lever is a concept that suggests that small changes can lead to big results. It is based on the idea of leverage, which states that a small force applied at one point can have an effect over a larger area. In terms of positive psychology, this means that making even minor adjustments in our behavior or attitude can have far-reaching effects on our overall happiness and success. For example, if we make an effort to be more mindful throughout the day by taking time for self-reflection or engaging in activities like yoga or meditation, it could help us become more aware of how our thoughts and emotions affect our performance. This increased awareness could then lead to improved productivity and better decision-making skills. Similarly, if we focus on cultivating positive relationships with colleagues at work instead of getting caught up in office politics or gossiping about others, it could create an environment where everyone feels supported and respected. This would likely result in higher morale among employees as well as greater collaboration between teams. In short, the fulcrum and the lever reminds us that even small changes can have significant impacts on both our personal lives and professional careers. By focusing on creating positive habits such as mindfulness practices or building strong relationships with coworkers, we may find ourselves achieving greater levels of success than ever before. Main idea number 7. The Tetris Effect 2.0 is a concept that suggests that focusing on the positive can help us become more productive. It is based on the idea of flow, which is when we are so focused and engaged in an activity that time seems to stand still and our productivity increases exponentially. The Tetris Effect 2.0 encourages us to focus on what we have accomplished rather than what we haven't done yet, as this will lead to greater motivation and productivity. The happiness advantage explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace by increasing our resilience, creativity, energy levels, and overall performance. When we focus on the positives instead of dwelling on negatives or failures, it helps us stay motivated and energized throughout our workday. This leads to increased productivity because it allows us to remain focused for longer periods of time without feeling overwhelmed or burned out. By implementing the Tetris Effect 2.0 into your daily routine, you can increase your productivity while also improving your mental health and well-being at work. Focusing on the positives will help you stay motivated even during difficult times or challenging tasks, allowing you to achieve more with less effort. Main idea number 8. Falling up is a concept that suggests that failure can be turned into success. It is one of the 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. According to this principle, when we experience failure or setbacks, it's important to focus on what we learn from them and use those lessons as fuel for future successes. This means looking at our failures not as an end point but rather as a stepping stone towards something better. The idea behind falling up is that by reframing our failures and viewing them through a more optimistic lens, we are able to gain valuable insight into ourselves and our goals. We learn from our mistakes and become better equipped to handle similar situations in the future. Additionally, by recognizing the potential benefits of failure instead of dwelling on its negative aspects, we are able to stay motivated even during difficult times. Ultimately, falling up encourages us to embrace challenges with optimism and resilience so that we can turn any setback into an opportunity for growth and development. By learning from past experiences and using them as motivation for future endeavors, we can create meaningful progress despite any obstacles along the way. Main idea number 9. The happiness advantage at work is a concept that suggests that the principles of positive psychology can be applied to the workplace. It is based on the idea that when people are in a positive state, they are more likely to be productive and successful. This means that by creating an environment where employees feel happy and fulfilled, employers can increase their productivity and performance. The 7 principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage include cultivating optimism, practicing gratitude, savoring life's joys, developing strong social connections, finding meaning in work activities, committing to your goals, and taking care of yourself. These principles suggest ways for employers to create an atmosphere where employees feel valued and appreciated. For example, encouraging employees to practice gratitude by expressing appreciation for each other's efforts or recognizing accomplishments can help foster a sense of connection between team members. Additionally, providing meaningful work activities such as volunteering opportunities or engaging in creative projects can help give employees purpose while also helping them stay motivated. By applying these principles of positive psychology into the workplace setting, employers have the potential to create an environment where everyone feels supported and empowered, which will ultimately lead to greater success for both individuals and organizations alike. Main idea number 10. The ripple effect is a concept that suggests that positive emotions can spread to others. It is one of the seven principles of positive psychology outlined in the Happiness Advantage, which explains how positive emotions can lead to greater success in the workplace. According to this principle, when someone experiences a positive emotion such as joy or contentment, it has an effect on those around them and can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout their environment. This idea suggests that by cultivating our own happiness and well-being, we are also creating an atmosphere where others will be more likely to experience similar feelings. This concept has been studied extensively in recent years, with research showing that people who experience higher levels of happiness tend to have better relationships with their colleagues and perform better at work than those who don't. Additionally, studies have found that when people feel good about themselves, they are more likely to help out their peers and contribute positively towards team goals. By understanding the power of the ripple effect, we can use it as a tool for improving our lives both personally and professionally. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.